We now start a new chapter, Perek Tes, chapter 9 of Maseches Pesachim. And the topic for the next few Mishnayos is the Pesach Sheni, the second chance one gets under certain circumstances to bring a Korban Pesach in the 14th of the month of Iyar, the second month, if he failed to bring it on the 14th of the month of Nisan, the first month. The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tes, Pesukim Yud Nyud Aleph. Pasuk says, Ish Ish, any person, ki tame lenefesh, should he be tame from exposure to a corpse, more than that in a second, o v'derech rechoka, or if he's on a path that's far away, lachem ulador aseichem, whether for you in this generation or subsequent generation, v'asa pesach l'Hashem, so then that person will make an alternate Pesach offering to Hashem, b'chodesh hasheni, in the second month, b'arba asar yom, Bein Harbaim, Yasoso, in the afternoon of the 14th, like the regular Korban Pesach that's on Nisan, will be done in the second month in Iyar. Okay, now, an important point to get off clear off the bat is that the Pasuk says the person who's Tamei LeNefesh, who's Tamei from exposure to a corpse. Now, the din is, and will be clear from our Mishnah, any person who's Tamei, for whatever reason, not just from corpse tuma, but any tuma will be disallowed from bringing the Korban Pesach and therefore will be pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. The way the Pasuk is read, there's sort of a break, a pause between Tame and Lanefesh. The Baal Turim actually brings this. And that's telling you that there's a difference in the halachas. If you're talking about Tumas Nefesh, meaning Tumas Mace, so then the rule is that if the majority of the tzibur, the community, is Tameh, so then they'll bring the Korban Pesach anyways. But as far as every individual goes, he only gets the dispensation of not bringing the Pesach Rishon, instead has the special halachas we'll see in the Mishnah side, of bringing the Pesach Sheni in the event that he was Tameh for whatever reason, not just Tumas Meis. Okay? Fine. So this Mishnah will discuss that topic further. It says, Mishahaya Tameh. Anyone who was Tamei, meaning for whatever reason, and being at least Tamei now at the time of the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, he's ineligible to bring the Korban Pesach. That would be true even if he sent it through a Shaliach. He also, if he's Tamei now, then he is ineligible. There's a bit of a machlokas in the Tanaim, down to the Rishonim. What's the situation if a person is already Tahor, just waiting for, if he's Tameh today, but he'll be able to be Tahor by the time of the eating of the Korban Pesach later on. Okay, we discussed a little bit before with the Zav and Zava, but in any case, let's just keep it simple here and say someone who's Tameh, therefore, isn't eligible to bring the Korban Pesach, o b'derech rechoka, or he's at a distance. We'll define that in the next Mishnah very clearly. B'lo asa es harishon, and therefore he fails to bring, because he can't bring the first Pesach in Nisan, ya'ase es hasheni. So he has a mitzvah to bring the Pesach Sheni the next month. Now, Shagag Onenas, if he inadvertently failed to bring the Korban Pesach, let's say he forgot today was Pesach or something, or he lost his Korban Pesach, who knows what. Onenas, or he, circumstances beyond his control, withheld him, prevented him from bringing the Korban Pesach, whatever that reason would be. So then, V'lo Asa Sarishon, and he failed to bring the first Pesach in Nisan, Ya'ase Asa Sheni, he also can bring a Pesach Sheni, which means that essentially, anybody who failed to bring the Pesach Rishon must not bring the Pesach Sheni. So that, of course, begs the question, as the Mishnah itself will discuss right now. Im kein, if that's true, if anyone who fails to bring the Rishon brings the Pesach Sheni, so then, lama ne'amar tamei hoshaya b'derech rechoka. So what's the pasuk coming to add and by specifying those particular cases of Tuma and being at a distance? So the Mishnah answers, she'elu patorin me'akares. Those people are, meaning the tamei person and the person at a distance, is at all events going to be exempt from the possibility of kares. As you said many times already, one who fails to bring the Korban Pesach is liable to kares, but someone who couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon because of tumah or distance, he will not be eligible for kares, meaning even if he now bemazed, purposefully, wantonly doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, he'll still be exempt because his original exemption based on the Pesukim applied, being tameh or at a distance. Ve'elu, but the other people who failed to bring the Pesach Rishon, because of some shogeg or some onus, some other reason besides for a tuma or distance, chayavim bi kares, they are liable potentially to get kares if they subsequently fail to bring the korban pesach. It's going to come up from the Rambam that you need to have been bemazed here at some point, meaning either you were shogeg, you accidentally failed to bring the rishon, but then subsequently you bemazed and purposefully failed to bring the sheni, or you purposely failed to bring the sheni, in which case. Excuse me, or you purposely failed to bring the Rishon, bemazed, in which case, even if it turns out Bishkaga, you accidentally didn't bring the Shani, still says the Rambam, you were on the hook for Karis because you were wanton and reckless in your failure to bring the Korban Pesach and didn't have any other dispensation.